BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I've just spoken to Miriam, told her that Rita's ready to collect, and I've updated the notes.
Great, thanks. Did you tell her she'll need to pop her back tomorrow to get the dressings changed?
Of course.
Right. Well, I think that's it then. You can get going if you like. No point both of us waiting around.
OK, thanks.
No, thank you for coming in on a Sunday.
It was an emergency. And it's my job.
Yes.
Alistair, you all right?
Not really.
What is it?
It's this. We used to just, you know, chat.
I know.
And now...
I know.
We haven't had a proper conversation in weeks.
It's been pretty awful, hasn't it?
I mean, I know why.
Yes.
But maybe we could, I don't know, try to be a bit more normal.
We can try.
I'd really like that.
Me too.
So, what are you up to for the rest of the day?
Oh, not much. How about you?
Cricket. Away at Little Croxley. They've got a new captain, apparently. She's really stepped up her game. So, whilst it might not be the easy win we were anticipating, it promises to be a really thrilling game.
Thrilling? Really?
Really. If you're at a loose end, come and see for yourself.
I can't.
Right. Fair enough. I mean, I suppose thrilling was pushing it a bit. We're probably looking at mildly diverting at best.
No, I'm sure it'll be a very interesting game. Match. It's just that I should probably be at home.
Yeah, fine.
John's back.
Oh. I didn't realise.
No, I know.
You never said.
He only got back on Friday. It all happened quite quickly.
Friday?
Yes. I was going to tell you. I just...
Right.
I mean... I've hardly seen him. We haven't had a chance to, you know, talk or anything.
Okay.
So I should probably...
Yeah, of course. Good luck.
Martha, stay where I can see you, please. And don't go on the pitch. Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hi, Alice.
I mean, hopefully she won't, but you just never know.
Sorry?
Oh, go on the pitch. Martha, I mean.
Oh.
I worry she'll see Chris and run towards him without thinking and get bonked on the head with a cricket ball or something. It sounds stupid when I say it out loud.
No. I mean, it is unlikely.
Yes, well, welcome to my brain. Anyway, how are you?
Good, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. The rain had us stuck at home all yesterday afternoon, and when I woke up this morning and saw the sun, I just thought we need to get ourselves out.
Oh.
And Martha always claims to want to watch Chris play, although in reality she's more interested in kicking a ball around with the other kids.
What a lovely afternoon for it.
Yeah, we were just saying.
Oh, hi, Joy.
Hi, Fallon. Alice.
Wow. It's a bit posh here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they did up the pavilion last summer.
Oh, it's lovely. Mm. Puts the Ambridge Pavilion to shame. I'm glad I picked Little Croxley for my first away game now. And Ellie didn't come. I was going to do a roast dinner, but it's too nice, isn't it, to spend all day in the kitchen. So, I packed up some bits and pieces and I thought I'd bring them over here.
Ooh.
Sausage roll, anyone?
Oh, you'll be fine, Ed. You were great when we were batting.
I was almost out the first ball. I only got 15 runs.
Those 15 might make all the difference. Look, it's simple. Just stand here next to me and catch the ball if it comes towards you.
Yeah, simple. I don't know why I agreed to stand in for Will.
Because you're a good sport, mate, and because you're an adaptable sort of fella.
Am I?
Of course you are. Look at you. About to embark on a total career change.
Yeah, I suppose.
When does your course start? Must be coming round now.
Yeah, it's the week after next.
You all set?
Yeah. Me and Em went shopping yesterday. Specialist shop in Borchester. Mm. Got fitted for all the gear, you know.
Well, Fallon said Emma's sorting out Elsie's last few weeks.
Oh, yeah. She can't wait. Never seen her so focused. She's really up for it. Reckons this could be the making of us.
Well, she might be right.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, hold on. Hang on. Ed, catch it! Out there! What a fantastic catch.
I didn't hit it.
Look like you did. I definitely heard a nick, didn't you, Ed?
No, I've no idea.
No, honestly, it came off my pad.
She's right, it did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from my angle, it was obvious she didn't hit it.
Oh, so what, do you want to withdraw the appeal?
Yeah, I think we should.
Thanks very much.
Oh, don't worry. Get you on the next one.
We'll see.
Yes! Oh, another one out. Well done, Ed. Great bowling, Hannah.
Oh, she's great.
And you'd never know Ed hardly ever plays.
Yeah, it seems like he's really getting into it a bit more now.
Maybe you just needed a cup of tea. Speaking of which, I think I'll go and see if the queue's died down. Can I get anyone anything?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
No thanks, Joy. I've got some water.
Right you are. Won't be a mo.
I've been meaning to text you to say thank you.
Oh,
no, there is. It must have taken a lot for you to get in touch with Harry after everything that happened between you.
Oh, it's fine.
Harrison and I are really grateful to you for persuading him to testify. If you hadn't...
Well, it was the least I could do.
I'm really sorry about you and Harry, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could never have worked. There's no way we could ever be together.
No, I know, but...
No, but I just have to move on.
You were absolutely electric out there.
I don't know about electric.
I had no idea cricket could be such a passionate game.
Oh, yes, but only if you play it right. Hi, I'm Laura.
Captain of Little Croxley. Very nice to meet you. I'm Joy. I was just saying to Alistair what a great game. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
Oh, that's the only thing, isn't it? There can only be one winner. Unless it's a draw, of course. Can you have a draw in cricket?
Yeah, technically.
Oh, there's Hannah. Will you excuse me? I want to congratulate her. Well done again for a great match.
I'm glad someone enjoyed it.
Yeah, she certainly seems to have done.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry. I'm Alistair.
Congratulations, Alistair. You certainly had a great game.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, thank you.
What are you drinking?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks, Laura.
No, come on. I won't take no for an answer. Not after you back me up with the umpire. Pint of ale, looks like.
Really? I'm fine. I can only have one anyway. I'm driving back to Ambridge.
OK. That's a shame.
Well, thank you, though.
Some other time, maybe?
Maybe, yes.
Hey, up, there you go.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Cheers. And thanks for stepping in. You did a smashy job.
I don't know about that.
So, go on. You were telling me about your tree surgery.
Was I?
And before, on pitch, you were saying Emma's really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but I kind of got the feeling that you're not.
No, I am.
Go on. Something's clearly bothering you. You having doubts?
It was when we were in the shop yesterday and the sales guy was showing us all the safety features on the equipment and that. He was going on about how important it is that you've got the right kit and that you know how to use it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but it's just... I knew it was dangerous. Of course I did. But the way he was talking, it got me to thinking. And so when I got home, I looked it up online.
Looked what up?
Tree surgery deaths.
Oh, steady on. It's a bit extreme, isn't it, mate?
I need to know what I'm dealing with.
And...
I mean, it's really dangerous. I mean, it's one of the most high-risk jobs you can do. Tree surgeons have been killed on the job falling from trees, or they've been hit by chainsaws or fallen branches.
Okay, but you're no stranger to dangerous work, are you? And I'm willing to bet you've been up plenty of trees without any safety equipment before.
Well, yeah, I have. And it was stupid of me, you know, taking risks like that. I mean, you only get one life. I don't want to die in some stupid accident and leave Em and the kids. Oh, and if something ever happened to Em...
Whoa. Hey, let's not get carried away. That's why you do the training. So you know exactly what you're doing, and you do it in the safest way possible.
Yeah, I know.
Have you told Emma how you're feeling?
No.
Well, why don't you? I mean, if you're this worried, I think...
No way. No, this is it, Harrison. It's our chance. We borrowed money. We bet everything we have against it. No backing out now.
There you go. Do you want me to put Little Croxley under company name so you remember who I am?
No, that's fine. I'll remember.
Oh, will you now? And I'll just call it so I can store your number. There.
Great.
Right, I better go. The team will think I'm trying to get out of buy my round. Nice to meet you, Alistair.
You too.
And give me a ring when you want to call in that drink.
Will do.
Alistair?
Denise? What are you doing here?
I decided to come and catch the end of the match.
Oh.
I take it all back. It was totally thrilling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was on the edge of my seat. Congratulations. You must be happy after that win.
Yes. Yes.
Then why do you look so worried?
No, I'm not worried. I'm just... Sorry, Denise. I'm just a bit confused. I thought you were... I mean, what about you? How's John?
John is... Oh, I don't know how John is, actually.
Right. Sorry, does that mean... What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. Oh, I don't know anything, Alistair.
Is he okay?
He's fine. Same as ever. I know you're waiting. I do know that. And I did try. I told him that I needed to talk to him.
Right.
I told him that I hadn't been happy, not for a long time, and that I thought we needed to talk about that.
Wow. What did he say?
He said, could we do this another time, only he'd made arrangements to see his friend Steve and didn't want to let him down.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he really did have plans with Steve or if he just doesn't want to hear it. He knows what's coming and he can't deal with it. Oh, Alistair, I just don't know. I think he must know that something's wrong. He can't possibly think we're okay. Or maybe he thinks we're doing absolutely fine and he has no idea that I'm about to... Oh, I don't know what I'm about to do. I'm just so exhausted by it all. Sorry, I shouldn't be telling you all this.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. It does sound exhausting. But, you know, at least he knows there's something to talk about now.
I suppose. I just wish someone would tell me everything will be all right.
Everything will be all right.
Will it, though?
Honestly, I don't know.
Ich bin Lea.
Ich bin Lina und wir machen den Podcast Juice. It's juicy, it's
spicy, you tell me right now, das hier ist Juice und da erzählen wir uns gegenseitig jede Woche eine juicy Geschichte aus der Community, egal ob die jetzt schockierend, peinlich oder einfach nur funny ist.
Zum Beispiel die Geschichte über Raphael, der eine Hodenkrankheit vortäuscht, nur um sein Date im Krankenhaus zu besuchen.
Die Ärztin so, naja, können wir den Hoden auch antackern.
Hört Juice überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wir freuen uns.
It's spicy, you tell me, yeah.